Maran in Hilchot Shabbat Shin Lamed Chet talks about the Isur of Hashma'at Kol B'Shabbat. The Halakha says that one is not allowed to play a musical instrument on Shabbat. The reason is because not that there's anything intrinsically wrong with playing a musical instrument, not electrical. The problem is that they're worried that the instrument might break. And as a result, you might come to fix a string or a knob, and that would transgress the isud of Nakib Patish. So therefore, playing instruments is asud. The rabbis also forbade doing any action that also is musical. For example, the Rambam writes, clapping to the beat of the song, banging on the table to the beat of the song, snapping to the beat of the song. All these, since you're doing an action, the rabbis made a gezerah. It's part of the gezerah of klishir. However, they were not osir noise on Shabbat if it's not in the context of music or making melodious sounds. For that reason, we learned that it would be permissible on Yom Tov, for example, where you're allowed to cook, to heat up water in an urn or in a teapot, even though the teapot starts to whistle after it gets warm or hot. Your kavanah is not any musical notes over there. That's just a sign that the water is boiling. Similarly, it would be permissible before Shabbat or Yom Tov to set an alarm clock that has the buzzer or the phone that has a ring. There, even if the ring has a tune to it, your kavanah is not for the music. Your kavanah is ordered to wake up, to make a loud sound, so you wake up. Mishnah Berurah writes, in that case, clearly would be permissible. We also hold that on Shabbat, if the Hazan wants to get the attention of the congregation, he can bang on the teba. That banging on the teba is just to get the people's attention. It's not in order to make a musical sound. Similarly, it would be permissible, according to the poskim, if, let's say, somebody gives an address and the people are satisfied with the address, meaning the speech, they're allowed to clap and applause after the presentation. Why? Because that clapping over there is not for any musical purpose. That clapping over there is to show recognition, to show appreciation, to show that they enjoyed it. Where it'd be a suit to clap, if you're clapping in a song and you're doing such a thing, then it would be forbidden. Last but not least, the poskim discuss, in order to, let's say, ring a bell that has a melodious sound, or to clap or snap to somebody that's sick in order for them to fall asleep. So bimkom chole lo gazru. So therefore it would be permissible to make these sounds like a lullaby for a child or things like that, because the child is din of chole, and in order for them to fall asleep, so it would be okay for them to make a sound with their hands or clapping and things like that, just in order for them to hear the beat, and they would fall asleep.